Linda Chavez today announced she was withdrawing as President-elect Bush's nominee as Secretary of Labor. Chavez said this afternoon she believes she would have made a great secretary, but that she was becoming a distraction to the president-elect. Chavez made her announcement after revelations that she gave shelter to a Guatemalan woman who entered this country illegally. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Chavez stood at the presidential transition podium surrounded by other recent immigrants who testified she had helped them find jobs and housing during a difficult period of their lives. But significantly absent were officials from the Bush transition team. Chavez said she wants President-elect Bush to succeed and so decided her best course was to step aside.
I believe that I would have made a great Secretary of Labor. Unfortunately, because of the way in which the stories have played over the last few days, the fact that all of you have made, I think, a great deal more of this story than need be, and have, in my view, not told the story of some of the people around me, I have decided that I am becoming a distraction, and therefore I have asked President Bush to withdraw my name for Secretary of Labor.
Chavez's nomination had already run into opposition from union leaders and congressional Democrats because of her conservative views on labor issues. But when it was reported that she housed a Guatemalan woman for parts of 2 years who performed household chores and received money from Chavez, the opposition intensified. Today, the Wall Street Journal reported the FBI was investigating whether Chavez attempted to influence a neighbor's responses to an expected background check. Chavez brushed off the controversy as typical of what happens in Washington, D.C., symbolic, she said, of the politics of personal destruction. And she denied she was forced to step aside by the Bush team.
At no time was I ever asked by the campaign. What I decided was that this was a distraction.
President-elect Bush released a statement today calling her a good person with a great deal of compassion for people from all walks of life. The statement concludes, "I am disappointed that Linda Chavez will not become our nation's next Secretary of Labor." Just who will be is now the subject of some speculation. At the top of the list is former Missouri Congressman James Talent, who chaired the House Committee on Small Business. Rich Bond, a former chairman of the Republican National Committee, is also on the list. Chavez, meanwhile, says if she had to do it all over again, she wouldn't change a thing.
I have to say to you today that knowing everything that has happened over the last week, that if that woman showed up at my door, if I was asked by a friend to do that again, I would do it in an instant without hesitation.
Chavez's withdrawal is similar to the fate of President Clinton's first nominee for Attorney General, Zoe Baird, who was forced to drop out after reports she had hired an illegal immigrant as a nanny and failed to withhold Social Security taxes. Chavez insisted the circumstances were quite different, although she admitted there was one similarity. Both she and Baird, she said, were treated unfairly. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.